Beneath the shield of thunder waits the eagle child on shadow wings, to soar above all city gates till end of days and fall of kings. Prologue. A cold wind blew down from the snow-covered mountains, hissing through the narrow streets of Thebe under Placos. Snow was falling in icy flurries from the dark clouds massing over the city. Few citizens were on the street that night, and even the guards at the palace huddled close to the gate, their heavy woolen cloaks drawn tightly around them. Inside the palace, there was an air of increasing panic as the pain-filled day drifted into a night of screams and anguish. People gathered, silent and fearful in the cold corridors. Every now and again there came a flurry of activity as servants ran from the queen's bedchamber to fetch bowls of water or fresh cloths. Close to midnight, the hooting of an owl could be heard, and the waiting courtiers glanced at one another. Owls were birds of ill omen, all knew that. The cries of pain began to fade to soft moans, the queen's strength all but gone. The end was close. There would be no joyous birth, only death and mourning. The Trojan ambassador, Heraclitus, tried to maintain an air of heavy concern. It was not easy, for he had not met Queen Electra and cared nothing if she lived or died. And despite his ambassador's robes of white wool and the long sheepskin cloak, he was cold, his feet numb. He closed his eyes and tried to warm himself with thoughts of the riches he would earn from this journey. His mission in Thebe under Placos had been twofold: to secure the trade routes and to deliver gifts from Troy's young king, Priam, thus establishing a treaty of friendship between the neighboring cities. Troy was growing fast under Priam's inspirational leadership, and Heraclitus, like many others, was growing wealthier by the day. However, many of the most valuable trade goods, perfumes, spices, and cloths embroidered with glittering gold thread, had to be carried through war-torn eastern lands, ravaged by roving bands of brigands or deserters. Outlaw chiefs held the high passes and demanded taxes from caravans traveling through. Priam's soldiers had cleared many of the routes close to Troy, but to the south, in Thebe, beneath the shadow of mighty Mount Ida, it was King Ecteon who ruled. Heraclitus had been sent to encourage the king to gather more troops and campaign against the brigands. The mission had been successful. Even now, destroying bandit towns and clearing the trade routes, all that remained was for Heraclitus to offer congratulations on the birth of the new babe, and then he could journey back to his palace in Troy. He had been away too long already, and there were many pressing matters awaiting him.